Hello.
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 Hi, this is Laura. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I'm looking for Teresa.
Speaking.
Hi, Teresa. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Would you like to continue this interview in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Okay, thinking about past elections in Kern County for local officers, like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote, most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
Always vote.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Donald Trump.
Somewhat favorable.
Leticia Perez.
No opinion.
Gavin Newsom.
Oh, I don't like him. Not favorable. Whatever the lowest mark was. Yeah, that's pretty right.
Kamala Harris.
Lowest mark.
Kim Salas.
Never heard of him.
Okay. And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
From what I hear, which is not a whole lot, I would say a poor job.
Okay. Overall, do you think county supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Someone new.
If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat
Donald
Kamala
Trump.
Harris? Okay. And
I'll take
if
you a
the
breath.
Election... And if the election for a current county supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Leticia Perez, county supervisor, and Kim Salas, assembly member, district director, for whom would you vote? Or undecided?
That would have to be undecided because I've never heard of this other person. Maybe I'm in the dark. I don't know.
Okay. And, well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Leticia Perez, county supervisor, or Kim Salas?
Salas.
Okay.
Salas. Give someone new a chance.
All right. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. Crime, jobs in the economy, climate change, homelessness, roads and traffic, housing costs, county taxes.
It's somewhere between crime and homelessness, and I think they kind of go hand in hand. So let's go crime.
Okay. Now let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for far too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, parks, and recreation.
I would give that high regard.
Okay. Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe.
That would definitely be at the top.
Okay. Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, streetlights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up.
Somewhat favorable on that one.
Okay, so that would be a little convincing?
Yeah, a little convincing.
Okay. Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community service to stop use before it starts.
That is very convincing.
Okay.
Having young kids, that's what needs to happen.
Okay. Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services for more transitional housing and improved job training programs.
Kind of mid-range on that one. So it's not
okay.
Overly convincing, but it's
okay.
A great thought.
And after hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, for whom would you vote?
Salas.
Okay. Now, I am going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement, if accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia.
Mm-hmm.
As county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen in Kern County and has the highest homicide rate in all of California.
And my options were, what was the lowest one? Because we're going to go with that one.
Very serious doubt, serious doubt,
yeah.
Minor doubt, no real doubt.
That she did that?
Yes, if
she had no real doubt. Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind. She's out to protect her weed-growing husband. Like, whatever's going to benefit them and their side job of growing marijuana, that's what she focuses on.
Okay. So
that's how I feel about her.
Okay. So, I just want to make sure that you understand the question, because it says that if this were accurate, that this
uh-huh.
statement gives you any sort of doubt about voting for her.
Oh. Yeah, no, I wouldn't vote for her.
Okay, so.
So, whatever that
one
was.
Serious. Okay.
Yeah.
And Patricia does not show up for work in her last two terms. She missed more board meetings than all of other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings.
Very serious doubt.
Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and she was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense.
Yeah, very serious doubt.
Okay, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. We're almost done. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I'm registered independent, or no party preference, but I'm leaning towards Republican. I may have
okay,
to. So Republican.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong or not very strong Republican?
strong.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Probably moderate.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college, so high school graduate, some college,
okay.
But not a college graduate.
Okay. In what year were you born?
79. Keep scrolling.
Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, ma'am.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander,
white.
Multiracial?
White.
Okay. All right. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just verify your first name?
Mm-hmm. Teresa.
Okay. This would conclude the survey. I greatly appreciate your time and participation.
Oh, you have a great evening.
Thank you so much. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.